Time now, 27 now before the hour of 9 o'clock here at KKWC on this Tuesday morning. Another great city council meeting last night held in Webster City. And this is the first in the series of programs we'll be doing here on FM 95.7. Pat Powers here with you. It's my pleasure talking with John Herrenstein, our Webster City Manager, joining me live on the line this Tuesday morning. John, very good morning, sir. There we go. Look at this. There we go. We had a little touch of the button right there. John, good morning to you, sir.
How are you, Pat?
Not great too bad. We're glad to have you along here this morning. So this is the first in the series of doing some interviews on the Tuesdays after the city council meetings we have here in Webster City. But you had quite the agenda from what I understand last night. I was watching it over Facebook.
Well, we always have fun at the council meetings.
Yes.
Anybody wishing to come and observe the proceedings is welcome. And, you know, we did. We had a lot of stuff going on, from roads to levees to to different things like that.
Yeah. But one of the things last night there, John, was a project coming to Webster City, and that is with a kind of a work session had with Andy Halick last night about some recreation center in Webster City. Is that right?
Yep. The group approached the city council. They're early on in their fundraising efforts. Just for the listeners' benefit, that is several thousand square feet indoor athletic center, so it would have basketball courts, turf, and a walking track, and then some other amenities. I think at this stage of their fundraising, they're requesting that the city would consider operating the facility if they could complete the fundraising and get it constructed. The council received that request, and I imagine we'll continue to deliberate that and get back to the group at some point in time. You know, it could be a natural extension or an expansion of our Fuller Hall operations, or it could be something new. But we know that there's a need for additional recreation in the community beyond what simply the structure at Fuller Hall can provide, given today's families' preferences for that type of use.
John, is this going to be located right next to Fuller Hall there?
Well, right now we're doing two things. First, we're making we're having an independent assessment of Fuller Hall and what's needed in the future there to that building, and whether or not that building can be expanded. That's been talked about for some time. Secondly, when that report's done, we'll have good ideas on whether it can be expanded and how much that will be. Another option would be to expanding it to the location of the Dub. Right now, I believe that group has a property south of Highway 20 that they've secured that they're thinking about constructing the facility on. You know, we're open to other options as well as the group's early in their fundraising efforts, but those are the two that are, I believe, under consideration right now.
And we'll talk more about this project going on south of Webster City in just a few moments. But again, that's down the road for this Dub Recreation Center in Webster City, from what we're hearing about. So that'll be worth looking to coming up in this year, 2025, now 3 months old. Now, last night, you set the date of April 7th, John, for a public hearing regarding property taxes in Webster City?
Yes. Yes, we did. So that is a statutory required hearing to give residents and business owners who pay property taxes a chance to come and speak to the council regarding our proposed levy. Now, I just want to make one clarification. While the state forms that are sent out, and that's part of our requirements with the state, will indicate, I think the Freeman Journal had like 8 or 9% increase, our levy, and I want to be really clear with this for listeners, is only proposed to increase by 2%. That's actually a decrease in the levy rate. In addition, we have provided some options to the city council to reduce that percentage increase through some transfers from the sales tax fund to the debt service levy to fund debt for Fair Meadow 1 and Fair Meadow 2 that will be taking place this year. So we're right around that 1% to 2% levy increase. It's, and I'll give you the numbers. Last year was $4.8
million. Mm-hmm.
This year is proposed to be $4,917,000. So we're right at that $116,000 increase. really driven by inflationary costs and then taking a defensive approach with the general fund based on the state legislature's property tax revenue caps that are likely to be coming in. But overall, we were able to deliver a decrease of 120,000 last year. I think the council will put their hands on this during the budget work sessions in March, and I think it'll be a good result for the taxpayers. But I do want to just caution it. We are not proposing a 9 or 8% increase as was printed in the paper this morning, although it was a good coverage of the council meeting.
And that's good to know because people might be concerned with seeing that property tax jump up there, John.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, those forms are generated by the state, so we enter into the state form, and it comes out, and it's got that. The state form is assuming everybody receives a 10% increase in their property tax value. Our early research and then discussion with county officials suggests that not a lot of people saw that increase. And so that's where that, 8 to 9% on the state form comes in. I'd urge people who are going to get those statements to read the note from the city because we outline exactly how much the levy was last year, how much we're proposing this year, and that it is limited to 2%. So.
All right, so that hearing again coming up next month on Monday, April 7th, and that I believe that begins at 6:05 that evening there, John, for the public hearing.
5:45.
Oh, 5:45.
Yeah,
okay,
it's 5:45, Monday, April 7th. Right. And we have to hold that. That needs to be separate from a council meeting, so we'll open it, and then we'll close it, and then we'll go into the regular work of the business meeting that we have twice a month.
All right, 5:45 on April 7th for the public hearing regarding the tax issue, property tax issue here in Webster City. Well, here we are, John. We're almost on the eve of another spring season. I know it's not going to be spring by this time tomorrow morning with all the snow, but we're already thinking about construction projects in Webster City, namely one on Beach Street in Webster City.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to get an $850,000 grant. It's a farm-to-market road through our area long-range transportation planning committee. That's money that flows to the state through the federal government. We're going to pair that with about $250,000 of funding and do several concrete panel replacements on Beach Street. So that's a good project and good value for the taxpayer here.
And there will be a public hearing also on April 7th for that to find the right company to do the work in Webster City. That hearing, I believe, starts at 6:05 that evening.
Yep. I think in addition to that, this summer, residents will see reconstruction of Fair Meadow from Des Moines to Rodland. That's been a street that has long been identified by residents of needing improvements. We're happy to deliver that. That will be funded with sales tax dollars, so that's that local option that the voters approved going to work for them. In addition, we're going to be using sales tax dollars to cash fund the improvements at, I call it Brewer Wilson, which is the road that sort of snakes around Pleasant View Elementary. That has also needed some improvement for some time. And then last night, we also approved the overlay plans for this year, or at least to seek bids. We'll be doing a hot mix asphalt overlay, which is essentially grinding 3 inches off of the road, putting new asphalt on up at portions of Walnut and Elm over by the high school in front of the Trinity Lutheran Church, and then maybe Mary Lane or Kathy Lane, a portion of that. We do have some alternates if we get good bid results where we might add some additional streets to it, but right now that's what we're seeing, thinking will be done this year.
Again, we're talking with John Herrenstein, our city manager in Webster City, about what all took place during the Monday night city council meeting. And another highlight you did last night, John, was talking about an insurance program in Webster City that 138 Iowa towns are involved in. Now Webster City might become a part of it.
Yeah, I think the council gave the green light to offer that to residents. That is at no cost to the city. This is essentially an insurance program where homeowners can purchase a policy, and if they would need to replace at any time their water service line or their sewer service line, the company gives them, I believe, up to $8,000 towards that expense. We know that occasionally when we're doing reconstruction projects or just, you know, during the course of the year, we'll have owners that have a broken service line sometimes, and for some of them that is an unexpected expense. I believe the policy is fairly affordable. I think it's $20 or less a month. And so people who are concerned about it or trying to get another level of protection on that cost of owning a home can take advantage of it. So they will be getting a letter after we approve it from the company advertising the program. And NLC just comes to the city to make sure that that we're comfortable with it before moving forward. And I think the council was happy with it.
Judging from what I saw on Facebook last night, it appears that the council was, they like what they see. I know that Mayor Hawkins said too to that, but you'll talk more about that at maybe the next city council meeting in 2 weeks or the one coming up in April, I believe.
Yeah, I think whatever documents we need to execute to give the company the go-ahead will probably be on next council's meeting.
Okay, that would be on, well, St. Patrick's Day. That would be on March 17th.
There you go. Excellent. Where's the big St. Patrick's party in the city at? Is there one? Or, you know, yeah. Not many Irish around here.
Yeah, well, you're talking to one of them right here, so. A little Irish right here, too.
Where do you go? Where's the place in Webster City to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
There's a few of them. Probably that Monday, that Saturday before that, John. I think,
okay.
15th right. of March. John, there was also concerns last night about some property in Webster City that's located on Division Street, 208 Division Street, and city working with that, I believe.
Yeah, well, Pat, here's the situation.
Okay.
We've got, I want to just be frank with the public here, we've got about 50 homes in the community that are either abandoned or dilapidated. And we are beginning the process of moving through and trying to clean them out, either demolish them or if some of them are able to be reused, trying to sell them. The one on Division Street has been vacant for some time, was purchased by an individual who has passed, and the estate held it, nobody locally here. We've had that property identified for a while. We were planning to go through the statutory process to seize it, and the representatives of the family came forward and offered it to us for $5,000. So we have secured that property. We'll be going through it to see if it can be resold and try to recoup that investment, or we'll consider it for demolition.
So that'll be made public, I think, what they're going to do next, I think sometime this spring. What they plan to do, would buy it or kind of renovate or demolish it. That's all up to them.
Right. And point. I would urge the residents to have patience with us as we move through this. Getting these properties stabilized and secured and either demolished for redevelopment or for a home is going to be important to stabilize the neighborhoods in Webster City. Nobody wants a property like that next to them. We're mindful of that, and these structures, unfortunately, can become dangerous. We've had situations where squatters will take up residence in them, and we need to get that resolved because we've got to stabilize the future of those neighborhoods and try to get some additional investment back into them.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to look forward to. What else did we cover last night at the council proceedings?
Boy, seems like a lot. let me look here. Oh, we did have a part of our annual water operating budget. We
yes.
do take a look at the wells that are supplying the city's water. Well 6 had some pump repairs and then some lining repairs. I think that amounted to about $85,000. That will be funded out of the water operations fund and was planned for. So that was one other element that we considered last night.
All right. So those are some of the things we've covered from the city council side of things. John, a few weeks ago, there was a big announcement here in Webster City about what will be happening on the south end of the city. And that has to do with some economic development. I know that the city and county has worked hand in hand in this, I believe.
Well, Hamilton County is a terrific partner for us with economic development, and mm-hmm. a lot of that has to do with the contract we've got with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. I want to also remind folks that they have created a local group. And so some folks, you know, say, hey, you know, these guys in Ames, what are they doing? And you know, how are they connected to us? They should be comforted by the fact that we've established a group. It's called Hamilton County Growth Partnership. It's got local leadership with Darcy from the Stratford Communications Telco, Ryan Williams from Avail Bank, Jake Van Deest from Van Deest, myself, Rick Young from the county, and then Adi Maxey. That group is working to grow the economy of the county, the county in the future, and try to have some strategic direction. In regards to the property to the south, right, so we are blessed to have a sizable area of property, approximately 600 acres south of the highway, that's got good highway access as well as proximity to I-35 that should be attractive to industries and employers. I'm encouraged to know that in the three-county region that the Ames Alliance represents, Boone, Story, and Hamilton, that is the largest tract of land that's available for development. So that should pique some interest, and you know, I can inform folks that even this week I spoke to a business that was considering coming there. That is critical, and sort of a leg of the stool, industrial and commercial recruitment. The Cading development on the west side of the property on the city on Wall Street is critical for workforce attraction. And so we've got sort of two legs of the stool going right now, and I think we've got a good approach that should yield some fruit in the future. This will take time. It's not something that happens overnight, but it's at least getting Webster City on the radar for additional investment that I think was lacking prior to organizing the Hamilton County Growth Partnership.
That's certainly some good news for Webster City, but it's nice to know that Webster City and Hamilton County, working together with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, Hamilton County and Webster City, they teamed together last year to work on that.
Yep.
And then the same organization was helped bring that facility to a Boone.
And I think that was in the mind.
The yogurt place.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, whether or not we'll see a type of investment like Daisy is yet to be determined, but certainly we will be in the market as a competitor for sites that those folks would be looking at. But I think the landing of Daisy and Boone sort of peaked in folks' minds that, you know, we really weren't on the radar for that type of consideration prior to organizing ourselves. And really want to give a lot of credit to Rick Young for stepping up, and then the two supervisors for approving that agreement last year.
Speaking of cooperation with the county, we've seen some positive things happening, John, for the Wilson Brewer Park area. Hamilton and Hamilton County and Webster City teaming up. I believe they have another meeting, I think, next week, working on all the developments for this attraction. They're there on Superior Street in Ohio.
Yep, that was a group formed last summer. Certainly a lot of interest from local leaders on that front. And that group, I think, is doing well in just its first year. They've had a couple events and are organizing themselves. The city and county are providing them with some annual contributions to get them sort of off the ground. But that will end after 5 years, and that will be a self-sufficient organization running that park.
Mm-hmm. And good job by all those involved with it. John, it's been a few months now since we've been without a police chief in Webster City. How are things coming along in finding the person to become the new police chief?
Yeah, great question. Thank you for asking, and certainly an important position and topic for the community. First, just want to thank Eric McKinley. He's been serving as acting chief and doing a fabulous job in that role. Stepped up, and you know, things have really been working and just moving like clockwork there. So big thanks to him. And in addition, the rest of the officers. We do have a fine crew of officers that are serving the public, And just want to thank them for their efforts in public safety and protecting residents and the property of this community. In regards to the search for the police chief, I suspect we will probably advertise that position within the next, 2 to 4 weeks, probably undergo search process, take a look at some resumes and see where we want to go from there. Critical, important position to be filled. And a lot of opportunities for somebody who fills that that role.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be next about a month or so that they'll be making some search for a new police chief.
Yeah, I suspect that'll be the timeline.
I know we have some winter weather coming our way this in the next few days there, John, but let's give credit to the people involved with the Webster City Street Department. They keep us informed on when there'll be emergency snow ordinances and so forth.
The snow ordinances do come into effect if we get a heavy dump. I don't know, Pat. What's it looking like?
They're talking 3 to 5 inches, perhaps.
Well, likely to see a snow emergency in that instance. Look for notifications on your station, the Freeman Journal, mm-hmm. and the city's Facebook account. In that effort, those snow emergencies do assist us with removing the snow quickly and efficiently. And the guys, I think, have done a really good job of clearing the roads during these events this year. Fortunately, we haven't had that many, but it looks like winter's given us one last snap.
And maybe later this week, too, from the way it sounds.
Well, two last snaps.
something that nature, John. But again, kudos to those involved with the Webster City Street Department, as well as the police, informing us about when emergency snow ordinances will take effect. So stay tuned. We're not quite done with winter yet.
Yeah. City.
Anything else? We have another council meeting on the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. What's coming up on that agenda there, John?
Well, that's a great question. I have no idea.
Okay. Just
hasn't
curious.
Been set yet. I suspect we'll be, I don't know yet, Pat.
Okay, just curious. Yeah, we'll find out the Friday before that, but just next city council meeting coming up on March the 17th. At 6 p.m., we televised live on Facebook. Of course, we'll talk the very next day, as we did this morning. This was fun. I enjoyed it, talking about what's happening in Webster City.
Well, Pat, thank you, and thank you for all you do for the community. Certainly great to have the radio station here, and I hope it's helped folks understand what we're doing here.
Sounds good. So, John, we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, and all the best, and keep safe.
Talk to you later, bud.
Okay, thanks, John. Have a great day. Take care now. You bet. Bye-bye. Great visit there with John Herrenstein today on KKWC as we turn talk more about what's happening here in Webster City. So thank you again, John Herrenstein. We'll have another one coming up in 2 weeks right here on FM 95.7 KKWC. And the podcast of this program can be heard on our podcast page at kqradio.com. The time now, 4 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, currently about 45 degrees. Winter weather returning late tonight is a blizzard warning as well as a high wind warning will take center stage around midnight all the way through mid-afternoon tomorrow. Stay tuned for ABC News beginning at 9.